Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Have you ever had one of those small, annoying, rough lumps on your skin caused by a virus that you just can't shift? Many people get them, warts, verrucas, both adults and children. So we thought we'd bring in our resident nurse, Sarah Kearns, to put them under the spotlight. And let's talk warts and verrucas, Sarah Kearns. Let's do it. How common are they?
So they are really common. Did you ever have them? I had them when I was, I was talking to my mum this morning, like 8, 9, 10, and my whole hands were covered. And I remember having verrucas when I was small as well. So school kids generally, or they can get warts at any age, but they're most common school kids. And the reason is, So warts are, and verrucas are the same thing. And they're just that warts are on the hands and knees, and verrucas are generally on the feet, and they look a little bit differently. But they're all caused by the HPV virus. Do you remember we were talking about the cervical check?
Yeah.
So that's an umbrella term for about 150 viruses. And the warts are the virus that affect the skin. So that's what that's about.
Are more kids, because you said in school, I remember kids in school having them. Is school kids more susceptible to them?
You can catch, so you can get warts through touch, right? But the biggest thing is that if the wart gets damaged, so if you're picking at it, then the virus can basically get out of it and then go in under nails and then spread easily. So that's, kids will be more likely to be picking at warts.
Gotcha.
And you know what I mean? And then that's how it spreads, through kind of close contact and all that sort of thing. So that's why it's probably more common in that age group. But warts, look, they're about, so they usually on the hands, the palms of your hands, generally they're not sore, they're benign, so they're harmless lumps, right? And there can be about maybe 1 to 4 millimeters, and they're rough. So warts are round and they're rough. They can, can have clusters, you can have them on one big one maybe on its own.
Mm-hmm.
We can have clusters. Generally, they're not painful. It depends where they are. So if you get them in around your nail bed, in around your cuticles, can be so sore. And they're the more likely ones to bleed. So if you imagine if you pick that, like, it can bleed quite easily, and then you can, if they can kind of spread that way. And verrucas are on your feet, and they look
a bit
differently.
Okay, is that the only, they look different, do they?
They look different because the verrucas are under pressure, right? So they're flatter, but you can still feel the hard outer layer is flat and it's hard, but they, verrucas look a little bit different because of the pressure they're under. They bleed a little bit in the tiny centre, so you have a tiny little black dot in the middle, and that's what a verruca, but they can be quite big on your feet. And they are commonly, again, if you think about this virus getting out of verrucas onto surfaces, and then if they're damaged, and if you that's why they're spread in swimming pools traditionally. That's what we hear an awful lot, and that's why they stay on the feet, because it's on the surface of swimming pools. And the reason that is when you have a verruca on your foot, you're in the swimming pool, it gets wet, it gets a bit macerated, you know, it gets softer, and then you have damage to the top layer of the verruca. So then the virus gets out easily onto the surfaces around the pool, and that is why...
Swim socks.
Well, exactly. Because the British Association of Swimming actually says not to use swim socks. And what they said, listen, you're best to cover a verruca, get it treated if you need to and all that stuff, but cover it with a little waterproof plaster. So, but cut it small. Don't put a massive big plaster on the area. Cut even the plastic and sticky bit off the plaster and cover the verruca, and then it won't spread when you're in the swimming pool.
Okay, what if that person doesn't do that? And so why no to swim socks?
I know. But apparently they're just not as good. That's what the British Association... So listen, okay. I'm not saying... Don't use swim socks. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
kids.
I know. It's better
now
than verrucas.
Now they'll be swimming with a pair of gloves on them. But the different types of warts too. Now you mentioned there the HPV virus is like an umbrella. So am I right in saying that a wart on your hands is different from the one down there that people get?
Yeah. So the sexually transmitted genital warts, right? So they're still caused by the HPV vaccine. I do get the vaccine.
Yeah.
HPV virus.
Virus. Yeah.
But it's basically a different strain that's passed on sexually. So it's just a different strain off, again, because it's an umbrella term. It's one of just the viruses that's under that umbrella term of HPV.
Okay, so we've chatted there about how to stop the spreading of them. Don't pick at them, put a plaster on them, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of old wives' tales about getting rid of warts and verrucas. Which ones have you come across? Do they actually work, or do any work?
Well, the main one that does work, right, so there's loads and it's like rub bacon on them. And then there's the, if you ever Google it, it's gas. It's like walk to a crossroads and, I don't know, do this or that. Like it's mad. The
bury something in the garden. When it rains, your verruca will be gone in the morning. All that kind of stuff.
I remember my mum brought me to someone in Cavan that had the cure and that didn't work. I tell you what it does. That's Sheila at her best. One thing that some dermatologists will say actually does work, right, is masking tape. So it's really thick. If you had a wart that you could cover it with masking tape, but ask your GP about it. And what happens is if it's under this kind of thick plastic sticky substance, it'll become soft, right, and macerated. So soft, it'll get damaged, you're inflamed, and then you're hoping the treatment for all warts and verrucas, you're hoping your body will see the damaged skin take over and fight the wart itself. So duct tape, a little bit of duct tape on the warts sometimes can work. They are such stubborn things. Some people will report having warts for 10 years, cannot get rid of them, and then other people will just get treatments and they're sorted straight away. A couple of people who are more likely as well to get warts are people, maybe immunocompromised people, and or dermatitis. If you suffer from dermatitis, sometimes you're more likely because your skin is broken and the virus can get in easily. So like, just say I touch you and you have warts on your hands, I mightn't get it because if I have no breaks in my skin, the virus can't get into my skin. But just say I have dermatitis or eczema or something like that and I have breaks in the skin, the virus could get into my skin that way. Okay. But what you're hoping for all treatments is to induce injury and that your body would take over and fight them, right? So there's a couple of different treatments. Salicylic acid is the main thing, and lactic acid is acid-based treatments. And that's what, if you go to your pharmacist, so if you have a wart, most of the time they'll go away on their own, but just say you want rid of it for whatever reason, go to your pharmacist. There's over-the-counter treatments, okay? So you put the acid with a little like cotton bud and you put acid on it, and there's a whole treatment thing, you get it in a box, and that can be effective for some people, and it's got lactic acid in it, and that can be really effective for people. Other people, the duct tape might work for other people, but other people would need to, if they're so resistant and they're just not going away, cryotherapy is also an option, okay? And GPs can do that. You can get over the counter kind of versions of it, but GPs or dermatologists, okay, can offer cryotherapy. And what that is, it's liquid nitrogen, and it's basically put onto the wart or the verruca, and it's basically frozen off. It causes the verruca or the wart to blister. So it damages it, causes inflammation, hoping that your body will take over and your immune system will take over and fight and kill off the wart. Sometimes they're so resilient to treatment that it might take 5 or 6 treatments and it's really sore. Not really sore. It can be very sore. I had it and it got rid of all my warts. I remember I was in my 10 and I never had them again. So cryotherapy worked for me, but just some people have an awful time getting rid of them. But it's definitely worth touching base. If you want rid of them, try an over-the-counter. If that doesn't work, just ask your GP.
And some go away by themselves?
Some go away by themselves. They might only last maybe 6 months. Maybe it might be run down.
6 months?
Or 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes like there can be really hard to get rid of. Yeah, they're kind of rough. You can kind of, this is one of the things I would say to you though. If you have a wart, right, and it changes maybe colour, it gets bigger, if you're worried at all about anything that looks like a wart, a lump, anything, go to your GP, get them to have a look at it, just in case there's anything more sinister. Like if you're worried, definitely get it checked out.
Okay.
We were talking about the treatments. One of the things, a top tip, I guess, for the over-the-counter stuff is before doing any of the over-the-counter treatments that you get in the pharmacy, soak the area. Make it soft, right? Just in warm water, keep your finger in a bowl of warm water, right? Make the wart soft, make it permeable. So make it damage the top layer of the wart a little bit with hot water, okay, warm water. And then when you put on the treatment, it can easily get into the area itself. That's one thing that is really...
Top tip. But where should people go if they need more info? Obviously, their GP.
Your GP. So what is really good, the HSC and the NHS is the same information. They'll give basic information. And your GP, if you're worried particularly, don't leave anything, and especially if it changes colour, changes shape, anything like that, get your GP to have a look at it. And in the meantime, you could wear flip-flops in the swimming pool. Don't share towels with people. If you have warts, swim socks, as we said, waterproof plasters over the area, and just try not to itch them, scratch them, pick at them. Try not to induce injury to them, make them bleed, because then you're going to increase the chance that you're going to spread them.
Clear nail varnish worked on me from my verruca when I was younger, just painted the verruca and it eventually died. What is that about?
Well, you're cutting off air supply to it, maybe, I don't know, because you're going to cause damage because of whatever's in the, again, just like that, you're going to cause damage to the area and damage the wart. And it can only, sometimes you can, just say you have 20 warts in your hands, treating one of the warts might just do it. You know, your GP might say, okay, we'll go for the big one. And if you kill one, you kill them all.
Someone else says, my son attended Leash Injury Clinic in Port Leash to have a massive old verruca removed with a pain-free laser. It took a few treatments, but found it amazing. Someone else says, hi, Jen, I had verrucas and left them. Now I have one that's gone into 6 months and I have to get the frozen every 2 weeks.
Oh.
I've 10 rounds done and it's still finished.
Not there.
It's such a dose. I have a wart on my finger that keeps growing back every time I remove it with cryotherapy. Any tips on removing it permanently?
No, you see, no.
Your immune system,
but you know what? It's definitely touching base with if you're going to your GP for and maybe get a referral to a dermatologist if you need to, because like so, they can just be so annoying to get rid of. In terms of the different treatments, I actually remember using clear nail varnish and those kind of things. You can just get lucky and you can just kill off one and they can all be gone.
I had a verruca, tried cryotherapy, apple cider vinegar, everything you can think of. And the one thing that did get rid of them was when I started taking multivitamins, clear them up completely. That's just keeping a healthy immune system and getting sleep and drinking loads of water. And
all the things that we've learned about viruses in the last
2 years. Wash your hands.
Yeah, just flip-flops around swimming pools, especially for the verrucas. You know, verrucas can be very, very sore because you're putting pressure on them. So you're walking on a ward. So if you're walking on a ward all the time, they can be really sore.
Hi, Jennifer. You can also visit your local podiatrist for advice on verrucas.
Absolutely.
Duofilm.
Have you ever heard of that? It's kind of like a thick, like a Duoderm, like a really thick plaster. Yeah, absolutely.
Soaking essential and filing it down.
Yes, and just also not kind of putting away the nail file after that so someone else doesn't come along and use nail file after filing it down. Again, what the nail filing does, it damages the top layer. So then when you put the treatment on, it actually can more easily get down into the wart.
So we said hands and stuff and feet are the most common places. I used to have warts on the inside of my legs when I was a kid. I got it from a friend who we used the same toilet. I was told to wrap cling film around my legs and that worked for me. Whereas for her, she had to get them sprayed off with cryotherapy, I presume. Legs.
Yeah, they're called, so you can get common warts, you know, the ones that are on your hands from your knees because we're more likely to touch our knees.
Oh, knees, yeah.
Yeah, but there is a specific type of wart. I can't remember the name, but I think it's called plain something, but they're commonly seen behind the knees. Very sore place to get treatment on.
Someone else says, hi, Jen, I got a wart on the side of my face just after Christmas. The booze over Christmas and the overindulgent, I'd say that's what that was. After a month, it kept getting bigger and I was just going to ring the doctor and just decided to fall off by itself. There we go. Sometimes it just goes. Hi, I had warts all over my knuckles and hands when I was younger. My granny told me to wee on them every morning.
Oh,
and
like
they all disappeared.
Just like what we shouldn't do with jellyfish stings.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it. Yeah. But listen, grannies know a lot of things. That was like me up in Cavan getting the cure.
I don't know. Maybe go check out your GP for Sarah Kearns.
And podiatrist, that was a really good tip.
Podiatrist,
actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, they can, a dermatologist if it's on the face. And if you're worried, just like that person with the wart on their face, definitely get it checked out. If you're worried, just in case there's anything more sinister.
Still coming in, had a verruca on my shin in my early teens. Surgically removed. Oh, it had a three inch root. Do you see that beautiful scar? Karen in Cork. Wow.
Now, that's a story, isn't it? 3 inch root, so they can go so deep, but it's bedded down and down and down. That's why they can be so difficult to get rid of.
To remove. Oh, go see
and
your GP.
And they're so sore. Go see your GP.
Go see your GP. Sarah Kearns, thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.